my new earrings.
They look exactly like the titanium sonar receptors that I just ordered from Conspiracy Barn. Are you receiving any messages on yours?
Just one. Lose the earrings. The only sound I want to hear tonight is Josh whispering in my ear.
Isn't this like the sixth night in a row you and Josh have gone out?
Seventh. You know, things were good before, but lately something is really starting to click. It's like we're at a whole new level.
I envy you, Sabrina. The best relationship I ever had was with a hamster named Pinky, but she had trouble with commitment, and then there was that whole eating her young issue.
Well, it'll work out for you. You just have to put yourself out there, be open and trusting, and, you know, good things will happen.
All men are scum. I'm never dating again.
It works most of the time.
I thought you liked this new guy.
He turned out to be a sneaky, conniving liar, just like every other guy on the planet. What are you all dressed up for?
I'm doing laundry.
And that
makes me feel good about myself.
That was great, Sabrina. Only you could get me to see an obscure documentary on North American Eskimos.
What can I say? I'm into Inuits. You know, they've had to overcome incredible hardships just to survive. And yet, Nanook always had a smile on his face.
He didn't have a choice. It was frozen on. So what do you have planned for us next? The Machu Picchu Civic Light Opera?
Well, I'll tell you what I have planned for us.
I love that plan. And I love you, Sabrina.
Wow, Josh,
I love you too!
I mean, what I meant to say was...
Oh, I love you!
Sabrina, why are you talking like that?
Why? That's a very good question. I must have a little frog in my throat. You know, and he likes to talk kind of funny sometimes. But what's important is how I feel.
Well, how do you feel? That clears that up.
Morgan! Can I see you for a moment?
Sure, Professor Spellman. What's up?
Not your grades. You got a 12 on your last exam.
Well, at least I broke double digits this time.
There's no way that you're going to pass molecular biology if you keep getting grades like this. Are you studying at all?
Sure, whenever I get the chance, but I have all these other classes, and I've got this job.
Working for my sister at her coffee house. God knows that can't be easy.
So you're aware that Hilda can be...
pushy, annoying, rude? Please, I live with the woman.
Then you know what a cross I have to bear. I mean, how is a gal supposed to learn her cell mitosis when she's sweeping muffin crumbs 24/7?
It's just like Hilda to have no respect for academics. She needs to realize that you are a student first and an employee second.
Thank you for being so understanding. No, I had nowhere to turn, and I couldn't say anything because she's your sister.
Don't you worry. I will give you a makeup test. And I'll have a little talk with Hilda.
Oh, I promise I'll study really hard for the makeup test, but please don't say anything to Hilda. You know, if she knew that we spoke, she'd work me like a pack mule.
It'll be our secret.
And Zelda, I need to talk to you.
And I've got coffee grounds to dump and toilets to scrub. Bye, Sabrina.
Morgan's scrubbing toilets? Now my hearing is going too.
What's up, sweetheart?
More like, what's up, Doc? Last night, for the first time ever, Josh told me he loved me. And when I tried to tell him I loved him, I sounded like Tweety Bird.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I remember when that happened to me.
So you talk like a hyperactive canary, too?
Speedy Gonzales. Sabrina, a witch can only say I love you in her own voice if she's 100% sure of her feelings. Oh, I thought I was totally smitten with Copernicus.
I thought I totally loved Josh. Hey, I just said it. I love Josh. Why couldn't I say it like that last night?
Maybe he caught you by surprise and it made you nervous and caused your throat to close up.
That's it. The old nerves and closed throat combo. Well, now that it's not a surprise anymore, I guess I don't have a problem. I love you, I love you, I love you.
I love you too, sweetheart. And I swear...
I love Copernicus.
Guess I didn't.
I love you. I love you.
I love you.
Yeah, but what have you done for you lately?
Oh, I was just practicing. Tonight's the night I'm finally gonna say I love you to Josh.
Well, do you want to practice on me? For once, I'd like to hear those words uttered by someone other than my mother. Boys tax on, and wear a sweater.
Wow, where are you going? Please don't hold it against me, but I have a date with a man.
And she's gonna tell him that she loves him.
I'm not angry, I'm happy for you. And I've come to a realization. The fact that I don't have a boyfriend might actually have something to do with me.
You think?
I just signed up for a relationship workshop on campus. Maybe I can figure out what I'm doing that's alienating men.
That's great. You know, I've always wanted to suggest something like that for you. Then I realized you're perfect just the way you are. You know, and this workshop is just gravy. Gotta go. So how did you like the elk piccata special?
It was unusual, but amazing. Just like the rest of the evening. You know, when I made that comment about the Machu Picchu Civic Light Opera, I didn't actually know there was one.
But how good were they? I mean, nobody does Fiddler like the Peruvians.
Sabrina, you and I can never break up. I mean, I can never go back to just Cheeseburger in an Adam Sandler movie.
I don't think you're gonna have to, Josh. There's something I want to tell you, something I tried to say the other night, but I wasn't able to.
Flowers for the beautiful lady.
Not right now, I'm trying to tell him something.
Well, what better way to say it than with a rose?
You want her to buy me the flower?
What's your problem, mate? Testosterone issues? Afraid if she buys the flower makes you less of a man?
Here's $5. Take a hike.
Thanks, beautiful lady. Ciao, sexist pig.
Okay, where were we? You were gonna tell me something?
Well, the other night when I tried to say this, it didn't come out right. But tonight, I speak from my heart.
I love you. I honestly love you.
Sabrina, that's not funny.
I didn't mean that.
So you don't love me?
No, I do, really. It just came out wrong. Let me try one more time.
I love it, love it, love you.
Ridiculous. I open up and tell you my real feelings, and all you do is make fun of me.
Josh.
Well, have some fun with this. I've said I love you for the last time. Hey, check, please.
Sorry, love. No refunds.
Well, gotta run. Toodles.
Morgan, there's 3 hours left on your shift.
And believe me, I feel terrible about leaving you like this. It's just that lately, Zelda's been giving me so much homework, I'm only getting 15 minutes of sleep a night.
That's just like her, not to give a hoot about the working stiffs who survive by the sweat of their brow. Like biology has anything to do with life. Don't you worry. I'll give my snooty sister what for.
Oh, please don't. It'll only make the situation worse. She'll punish me for being weak.
She does that to me all the time, skinny little sadist.
I just have to catch up on my rest and find a way to get through this semester.
I understand. You take all the time you need. By the way, how long is a semester?
2 years. Your aunt is a saint. Actually, they both are. See ya.
Saint Hilda? Oh, I just had the worst evening of my life. I tried to be romantic and I ended up sounding like barnyard animals.
Let me hear you, rooster.
Obviously, this is more than just a case of nerves. And my whole relationship is on the verge of going down the tubes. Do you know someone that can help me out with this?
There is a specialist in the other realm. Someone who deals in the language of love.
Cyperstein? No. He's lotions and potions.
Sabrina, there's only one doctor who can solve your kind of problem. The love doctor.
Wild guess, you're the love doctor?
That's me.
Well, let me just say this is the coolest doctor's office I've ever been in. I mean, videos and velvet chairs in the waiting room.
Enough with the chit-chat, sweetness. Tell your problems to the love doctor.
Well, my boyfriend Josh just told me he loves me.
Oh, sweet, sweet love.
Exactly. And every time I try to say I love you to him, I sound like a cartoon.
Ladies?
Do you love your baby as much as he loves you?
Yes, I love my baby. I mean, Josh. But I don't think he knows. You gotta help me.
Oh, baby, I heard your plea, and it makes me feel so sad. But it's not a witch problem you got. I can't stop you from feeling bad.
But if it's not a witch problem, then what am I supposed to do?
Listen, the problem you got, it's on your mortal side. If you really want to solve it, gotta look deep inside. Stop feeling blue, it's all up to you, it's all up to you.
It's all up to you now, baby.
It's all up to you,
it's all up to you.
It's all up to you now, baby.
It's all up to you, it's all up to you.
Okay, well, that was totally useless, yet soulful. What do I owe you, Doc?
One chorus, who's it all up to?
It's all up to me, it's all up to me.
Up to you, up to you.
One more time, call me in the morning, you say it.
It's all up to me, it's all up to me.
Dig deep down and tell me, who's it all up to?
It's all up to me, it's all up to me.
What are you doing with that?
I'm using it for my relationship workshop therapy. It helps me control my anger towards men.
How?
That's how. Man, that felt good.
Bye, guys. Harvey's taking me out for sushi, then we're going to a late movie. Don't wait up.
Hold on, you're going out? 2 days ago, you were completely overwhelmed by your schoolwork and your job.
Well, that was then, and this is now. I've got both situations firmly under control. Bye-bye.
Why is everyone in the universe dating except us?
Well, I'm working on why I'm not, and there's no cure for why you're not.
Roxy, you're right. Dating is for the birds and all the other annoying animals with high voices.
What happened? I thought tonight was going to be the night you were going to say I love you to Josh.
Well, for some reason, it was a lot easier to say to the mirror.
Maybe you have intimacy issues.
I wish I'd kill for intimacy issues.
I've got an idea. Why don't you come with me to my relationship workshop? Maybe it'll give you some insight into what's holding you back with Josh.
And if that doesn't work, you have a roommate who is well-versed in the ways of isolation and misery.
That's true. You and I can always be miserable together.
Actually, I was talking about Roxy.
And actually, I don't think I have relationship problems. I just don't like people.
Oh, nothing personal.
Well, you've come a long way, Bob, which says a whole lot about where you started. Anybody else got something to share?
Roxy, I think one of my problems with guys is that I immediately start looking for flaws. They talk too much, they don't talk enough, they're too fat, too skinny. I think my expectations are too high. Except for that one guy that you dated that cleaned his ears with the end of his glasses. Loser!
Well, the point is, Roxy has owned up to how her critical nature could be sabotaging her chances for happiness. That's very good. Sabrina, we haven't heard from you yet. What's going on in your relationship?
Well, I have a really cool boyfriend. He's caring and thoughtful, and we have a really great time together. And he just told me that he loves me.
And you came here to mock us.
That is, like, so mean.
Sabrina, what's wrong with your relationship?
Well, whenever I try to tell Josh that I love him, it comes out wacky.
Wacky?
Yeah, I get really animated, you know, like, goofy.
Well, maybe there's something that's preventing you from expressing your real feelings. Now, have you two been completely honest with each other?
Well, I feel he's been totally honest with me, and...
Moi, I've been totally honest with him.
Sabrina, making fun of what we're doing here isn't helping you confront your real issues.
I know. I didn't mean to make fun
of you.
Look,
is there anything important about yourself that you may have kept from your boyfriend?
No, nothing. Nothing at all. What a revolting development.
Very considerate. You just come in here and turn on the TV, completely ignoring the fact that I am reading. Have you no respect for knowledge?
Have you no respect for the poor working Joe who's trying to serve a cup of Joe to a bunch of guys named Joe?
Well, maybe you wouldn't be serving Joe to Joe if you cracked open a book now and then.
Oh, boy, I love a good cat fight. Ladies and gentlemen, get ready to rumble.
Listen, Miss Summa Cum Loudmouth. It's know-it-all teachers like you that drove me to clown college.
Zelda? Aunt Zelda? I'm a cartoon.
Oh, and you're very funny, honey. What am I saying?
Thanks. I think. Well, I finally figured out the reason I can't say I love you to Josh. I'm convinced the only way I can tell Josh I love him without sounding like Tweety Bird is to tell him I'm a witch.
But Sabrina, that's impossible.
If you tell a mortal you're a witch, you'll be stripped of your powers and cast out forever.
Yeah. How about some term limits for that witch's council?
Might I bring up the fact that Harvey knows she's a witch and nothing happened to her?
That's because he figured it out on his own. Wait a minute. What if I don't tell Josh and he figures it out the way Harvey did? Then there wouldn't be any consequences at all.
Except for one tiny detail. When Harvey found out you were a witch, he dumped you like yesterday's trash.
That's a risk I'll just have to take.
You dumped yesterday's trash?
That was today's lunch.
Josh. So has Sabrina talked to you yet?
No. About what?
Never mind. I know nothing. You'll never pull it out of me.
Hey, Harvey. What you got there?
Coffee. It's what I generally get when I come to a coffee house.
Well, I think I know why you and Sabrina broke up.
You do? How did you figure it out?
By the weird way she was acting.
Oh, yeah. She can do some pretty strange things. Did she turn you into a puppy yet?
Oh, she tried to. It's obvious all she wanted to do was play with me.
I've been one, thanks to her. But nothing compares to the time she made me pregnant.
Pregnant? What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about how you tell a girl you love her and she treats it like a joke.
Oh, right. Don't you just hate that?
Oh, hi, Morgan. Here's your makeup test.
And I was so looking forward to taking it, but my slave driver boss just paged me to mop and wax all the floors.
Did you tell her about the test?
I tried, but alas, it was not to be. I'd better hurry. I get docked $10 for every minute that I'm late.
Well, that's it. That witch is going down.
Hi, Sally. What are you doing here?
I am fighting the forces of ignorance before they completely annihilate all forms of intelligent life.
Huh?
I'm talking about you. Why are you working poor Morgan like she's on a prison road crew?
Hey, you're the one who's got her studying day and night for your stupid 700-question makeup test. Fortunately, the compassionate Spellman sister has given Morgan time off from work.
What? Hilda, we've been hoodwinked, bamboozled, led down the primrose path and shoved into a thicket of thorns.
Huh?
Too many people around. Since Josh and I need to be alone, make everybody want an ice cream cone.
Oh, boy! The ice cream man is here!
What are you doing here?
I need to explain what's been going on. Josh, there was a reason why I sounded so weird when I tried to tell you how I felt. It's because there's something about me that you don't know.
Okay, wait, let me guess. You're really from the planet Krypton, disguised as a mild-mannered reporter?
No, but awfully good guess.
Sabrina, I don't want to play any more games. I've got work to do.
Please, Josh, just listen to me for 1 minute. Why do you think an ice cream truck just suddenly showed up at 11:30 at night?
I don't know. The ice cream man's nocturnal.
Okay. What about that hockey game when Harvey suddenly went from having a horrible injury to setting scoring records? Didn't you find that a little strange?
Not as strange as Harvey telling me you made him pregnant. Now, if you'd excuse me, I've got a whole disc of photos to print out.
You mean those?
Oh, where did those come from?
Good question. Where do you think?
Oh, Charlie must have printed them out before he left. What a great guy.
Okay, let's go another way. How do you think that plant turned into a tree? And where did that monkey come from? And I don't know if you've noticed, but there's a monsoon going on in that corner. Who in the world could have possibly done that?
Sabrina, I don't get it. First you mock me with cartoon voices. Now you're playing practical jokes with water, plants, and a monkey? Why are you doing this?
Because I want you to know who I really am.
If this is who you really are, I don't want any part of it.
Josh, please don't go.
Oh, yeah, give me one good reason why I shouldn't.
Because I love you.
What did you say?
I love you. Oh, my gosh, did you hear that? I said I love you and it came out right. I love you.
Did you really mean it?
Yes, I love you, Josh.
Sabrina, I don't always understand you, and I have no idea where you got a monkey at this hour. But I love you, too.
Honey, we're so glad things worked out between you and Josh.
So am I. But I still don't understand why I could suddenly say I love you in a normal voice. I mean, Josh never figured out that I was a witch.
I think you were able to profess your love to Josh because you were willing to reveal yourself completely to him.
And lucky for you, Josh is a total dimwit.
Salem, the point is, being as open as you could about your witch side absolved your guilt about having to deceive a mortal.
Huh? Don't worry, I got it. Which reminds me, you know anyone who needs a monkey? Hey, I just want to apologize for acting so weird yesterday at the workshop. See, I'm taking this other workshop where I learn cartoon voices, and I got all mixed up.
Don't apologize. I should be thanking you. Why?
Well, after you left, people started making fun of you, and it got everybody loosened up. Saturday night, I'm going out with the guy who hates everybody.
I have a good feeling about this one.
I'm here, but I can't stay.
Of course not. You poor thing. Is that Zelda torturing you again?
Sadly, yes. She's threatened to flunk me if I don't take that pointless makeup test today.
And lucky for you, I have it right here. Oh, and when you're done with that, there are some green tiles in the bathroom that are supposed to be white.
Have fun.
Nobody messes with the Spellman sisters.